BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Staying by the Stuff.
The king of the Philistines came to trust David and his men. He said to David, "You'll march with me as we invade Israel. I want your men to be my personal bodyguards." But the Philistine commanders were shocked. They said to the king, "You can't bring these Hebrews to fight with us. Send them away. David might suddenly turn on us in the middle of the battle. Oh, that'd be a good way for him to regain Saul's favor." The king had no choice but to send David back to Ziklag, where he and his men lived. When they got there, they found that foreign raiders had come and burnt down the town. They hadn't killed anyone, but simply took them all as slaves. So David took his 600 men and went after the invaders. At one point, they stopped because 200 of his men were too exhausted to go farther. So the 400 left their supplies with the 200 and continued on. They came upon a slave who had been left behind by the raiders because he had gotten sick. The slave led David directly to the raiders. Without warning, David's men attacked and quickly killed most of them. They got everything back they had lost, plus the plunder the raiders had taken from other cities. When they got back to the 200, some of the 400 didn't want to share the extra plunder they took. But David said, "No, God gave us a great victory today. We'll share equally with those who stayed back with our supplies." So that became the law of Israel from that day on.
Start an interactive group study on Proverbs. Learn how at wisdomworkout.org.